are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y aquí me tienes listo para abrirte las puertas del Underground Garage un domingo más. Esta noche tenemos por delante un show muy especial. Little Steven se sumerge de lleno en la Navidad. Ya que estamos, descubriremos el origen de algunas de las costumbres más arraigadas en estas fechas. Por cierto, no sé si has tenido ya tiempo de escribir tu carta a Papá Noel o, bueno, a los Reyes Magos. Cada uno tiene sus favoritos. Esta noche Santa Claus será nuestro gran protagonista. De hecho, arrancamos el Underground Garage de esta noche con una canción en su honor. Son The Crystals y con ellos saludamos a Little Steven y comenzamos el show. Santa Claus is coming to town. Buenas noches.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped up at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man, he has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready, his reindeers and his sleigh.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice.
Okay, who wants to commit suicide? Raise your hand. One, two, quite a few this year. All right, let's try and figure this out, shall we? Three reasons I'm thinking. Number one, society says you should be happy and thankful this time of year, and you're not either one. Number two, you are lonely. It's a time when people celebrate family and friends, and you either don't like a lot of your family, or you don't have much of a family, and you really don't have that many close friends either. And number three, and this is good any time of the year, you're broke, busted, tapped out. Bills are piling up, and now you're supposed to buy people presents? That pretty much covers it, right? Well, guess what? Everybody's depressed. Everybody with a brain, anyway. That is reality for most people. Some people are better actors, and some people can live in denial more successfully than others. But the reality is, life sucks. It's a horror. Yes, there are a few people who have wonderful families and friends and money. A very few. Everybody else going around looking and acting happy is a moron. They're idiots. Don't they read the papers? Terrorism. A worldwide depression. Global warming is quite obvious now, isn't it? Need something closer? Go out your door, make a right. How far do you get before tripping over a homeless person? Life sucks. Trust me. Most people's families are dysfunctional. Most people's friends are backstabbing hypocrites. And our economy is permanently screwed. It will be bad for the rest of everybody's lifetime. Because of the debt. Not just the deficit, the debt. So it ain't just you. So what do you want to do? Sit around and whine about it? Commit suicide? Check out and let the bad guys win? Because they want intelligent, sensitive troublemakers like you out of the way. No, we are not going to whine and complain. We are not going to very cowardly check out. We are going to acknowledge that the world is a horror show, and in a context of that reality, and in spite of that reality, we are going to find some things to celebrate. Like what? Like the Beatles, like the Rolling Stones, like Little Richard, like the Ramones, like Jon Stewart, like the Simpsons, like Bill Maher,
like the E Street Band,
like dogs and elephants and sex and love and the one family member maybe you do like, or the one friend maybe you do trust, or the little kid down the street that smiles at you when you're in a bad mood, like truth, like books, like movies, flowers, go-go girls,
like the Underground Garage.
And Christmas. Christmas is cool. That's why everybody celebrates it, regardless of their religions. It doesn't matter whether Jesus was really the Son of God or not. Like all religious writings, it is symbolic. Christmas symbolizes rebirth, renewal, a second chance, an opportunity to start over. We're not on this planet very long to begin with, so while we're here, let's try and have a little fun.
Come my way. Hey, Santa Claus, I'm waiting for Christmas Day. Hey, Santa Claus. before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Nothing. No action. Dullsville.
Yuvo Rasa! This is Manicus Bendix in Feliz Navidad. If you're gonna be doing tequila shooters and smoking mota, don't make things heavy, don't drive the Chevy. What I did, Santa got run over by my Chevy, cruising back to my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, as for me and all the homies we believe. La fiesta at mi tía's, mi abuelito cooked all day. I had way too much tequila, and I didn't feel so good. I don't know how or why it happened. Now Santa Claus has crawled out on my hood.
That's no good.
Santa got run over by my Chevy, cruising back to my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, as for me and all the homies we believe. But what will happen Christmas morning, when the niños wake to find nothing but a stale tamale and no toys that Santa should have left behind? When I got busted by the hooters and they put me straight away. Hey, check it out, homes, I never seen a vato coming. I was so bad, Rancho didn't see his sleigh. Santa got ran over by me Chevy, cruising back to my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, as for me and all the homies we believe. Santa got ran over by my Chevy, cruising back to my house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, as for me and all my homies we believe. As for me and all the homies we believe. As for me and the Southsiders we believe.
Loneliness, that's the bottom line. I was never happy as a child. Christmas, Ted, what does that mean to you? For me, it was a living hell. You know what it's like to fall in the mud and get kicked in the head by an iron boot? Of course you don't. No one does. That never happens. Sorry, Ted, it's a dumb question. Skip that.
So long now, you best believe it. We'll be a jingle jangle Christmas on my own.
Hey, this is Black Attack, also known as Jack Black. Merry Christmas from the Underground Garage.
Run, run, Rudolph, you're gonna make it to town.
Christmas, get you excited about the whole idea show. We like to call it Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We recommend gifts and stocking stuffers and play lots of cool Christmas records that there's so many of one Christmas show can no longer contain. Santa Claus is Coming to Town started us off. The Crystals classic version from A Christmas Gift to You from Phil Spector. We'll be playing several things from that classic collection, the greatest Christmas album ever made, obviously, over the next couple of weeks. We started the first set with the second coolest Christmas album ever made. Christmas at Go-Go, featuring Chesterfield Kings with Hey Santa Claus. And we'll be playing a few things from that little collection also. I'm guessing. Manic Hispanic. Where are they lately? They go back to jail or what? Somebody call the parole officers and find those guys. It's our favorite band from East L.A. Santa got run over by my Chevy. El Jefe, El Hokey Loco, Tio, Huesto, Soso, Chino, Mogris. With their very emotional tale of the holidays. Vibica, she loves Christmas. She has no choice. It's in the Constitution in Norway. you know, Christmas is like required worship time. Jingle Jangle Christmas from all of me. Run, Rudolph, Run, the former coolest song in the world by Keith Richards, Chuck Berry didn't write. It sounds exactly like a Chuck Berry composition. I'm sorry. I mean, the words are exactly Chuck Berry words. But from what we're hearing here, it was recorded and written before Chuck. But Chuck popularized it, and Keith, of course, made it definitive version. Anyway, that's all Christmas a go-go. And it's Santa Claus is coming to town, baby. We can't get you in the mood this week. Forget about it.
One agent had an office that really was appealing. He even had a movie script projected on the ceiling. I want a casting couch for Christmas. Won't you call my very own? My dressing room should be gold starred, so I'll take on all comers with no hose barred. So Santa, on this I'll vouch. If you bring me a cat.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Como esta noche nuestro gran protagonista es Santa Claus, enseguida Little Steven nos hará algunas recomendaciones sobre qué regalos podríamos sugerirle. Una de esas propuestas es el libro Beatles Gear de Ultimate Edition, en el que se recoge toda la relación de instrumentos que emplearon los Beatles a lo largo de su carrera. Enseguida te lo cuenta nuestro pequeño Steven. Si te parece, nosotros indagaremos mientras un poco en el origen de la tradición, tratando de responder a la pregunta ¿quién es Santa Claus? Como suele ocurrir en estos casos, su origen mezcla historia, folclore y leyenda. Tradicionalmente se considera a Santa Claus como un personaje que trae regalos a los hogares la noche del 24 de diciembre. Históricamente, San Nicolás fue un obispo cristiano de origen griego que vivió en el siglo IV de la era moderna y que era conocido especialmente por los regalos y presentes que les ofrecía a los más pobres. Vivió gran parte de su vida en lo que hoy se considera Turquía, pero en torno al año 1087, una expedición italiana que partió de Bari fue en busca de los restos del santo. Aquel viaje culminó con éxito y tomaron los restos de la tumba de San Nicolás y los trasladaron a Bari, Italia. Allí fue edificada una basílica en su honor. San Nicolás es patrón de Ámsterdam y de Moscú, y la figura que hoy nos llega de Papá Noel está relacionada con el folclore belga y el paganismo germánico. Enseguida te lo cuento, antes nos quedamos con Little Steven. Prepara papel y lápiz porque el guitarrista de Springsteen te hará algunas recomendaciones para pedirle a Santa Claus. Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome to the first of our two annual Christmas shows. This one being called Santa Claus is Coming to Town, where we make gift suggestions for those of you who, unlike myself, wait till the last minute to buy gifts. I don't buy them at all. And I'm sure there's many of you out there that wait for this show before buying gifts. To make sure you haven't forgotten anything really cool. So let's just jump right in with our book list. And it's ever growing. Let's see. Let's start with the coolest book of the year. Has to be Andy Babiuk's Beatles Gear, the Ultimate Edition. He took what he had originally written and expanded it like two or three times. Now he talks about every string on every guitar. Every tube in every amp and every weird device in that closet at EMI. You know, whenever they opened the door, something would fall out of the closet and they would use it. And somehow make cooler sounds on those Beatles records than any synthesizer can make. And even Andy cannot explain that. So you got that. And let's see. What's the second coolest book of the year? I got to give it to Joel Selvin for Here Comes the Night. Fantastic biography of Burt Burns. Burt Burns is one of those guys
nobody knows. Nobody knows his name. Extraordinarily important. Great, great songwriter and producer. Died very young. There's a great documentary coming out about him. And, you know, wrote Twist and Shout and Hang on Sloopy and Peace of My Heart and 30 other classics. Elvis Costello has a new book, Unfaithful Music and Disappearing Ink, which I haven't gotten to yet, but it's supposed to be very good. Chrissy Hynde wrote a book, Reckless, My Life as a Pretender. Frank Sekich, who worked with Stiv Bators in between The Dead Boys and Lords of the New Church. Circumstantial Evidence is his book. Very cool song also. Ringo Starr has a terrific picture book called Photograph. And I spent some time with him at the very cool local bookstore here called The Strand, one of the last bookstores left in New York City. Bookstores are going the way of record stores now, tragically. Let's see, the great new Who book called Pretend You're in a War by Mark Blake. Some interesting new information, always coming out every 5-10 years about our favorite groups. Patti Smith, another great book, M-Train. Dr. Warren Zanes has done a very nice biography about Tom Petty and Sound Explosion inside LA's Studio Factory, which is the book about the Wrecking Crew. Harvey Kubernick, of course, has a book. He has a book every month. Neil Young, Heart of Gold. Always good stuff from Harvey. And a book called A Life of Gore Vidal. Looks good. Haven't gotten to that one yet either. Oh yeah, there's one more on my list that I haven't gotten to yet either. Which is awesome shit my drill sergeant said. That certainly looks good. So that'll hold you at least until the first of the year.
Christmas time, everybody. What's all the rush about?
Mr. Donovan, of all the selfish, stupid, evil, poisonous people.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, that's a fine how do you do on Christmas Day.
Exactly.
It's a crusty kind of Christmas, brought to you by ILG, selling your body's chemicals after you die, and by Little Sweetheart Cupcakes, a subsidiary of ILG.
My dad, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, he walks up to me before Christmas one day and he says, Ellen, what would you like for Christmas? I said, gosh, Dad, I'd like a little dolly. Christmas Day, he wheels in this tremendous heavy metal thing. No, Dad, that's not one. You ever try to dress one of those things? They're impossible. We had fire drills around the house so that in case of a fire, we each had a special duty. Like, my father had to grab the pets, my mother grabbed the jewelry, my brother ran out to get help. They told me to try to save the washer and dryer. Good thing I had that dolly.
I'm Darlene Love, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. I can't believe he's lined the ceiling and walls with mistletoe, baby.
Oh,
started with one of the great underrated singers of all time, Hank Ballard, and his group The Midnighters. They were originally The Royals, formed in 1952. Came The Midnighters in 54. Of course, Hank would have the first hit with The Twist that Chubby Checker would also have a hit with twice, just a couple of years after Hank. Christmas Time for Everybody But Me. Santa Baby by Dolly Rods. You remember that old Eartha Kitt classic? Christmas Dream from the Gripweeds. They're always doing cool Christmas records, right? Thank God for us. Yeah. Kurt Ryle wrote that one. And Kurt, of course, joined by Brother Rick, Kristen Purnell, and Michael Kelly. The Darkness from several years ago. Christmas Time, Don't Let the Bells End. They were big for 15 minutes in England. And Darlene Love, with what many people consider the greatest Christmas single of all time, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, again from the Phil Spector Christmas album, written by the amazing Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich, and co-written and produced by the amazing Phil Spector in Better Days. Santa Claus is coming to town, baby. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Mele Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Mele Kaliki Maka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas.
Sigues en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche estamos descubriendo el origen del folclore más popular en Occidente por estas fechas, Santa Claus. La figura de Santa, tal cual la conocemos hoy día, tiene sus inicios en diferentes tradiciones. Algunos apuntan, por ejemplo, al paganismo germánico y su relación con el dios Odín. De hecho, especialmente en lo que se refiere al aspecto físico de Santa Claus, con esa barba blanca, pero también a otras características, como por ejemplo, tener la facultad de aparecerse de forma sobrenatural allí donde le plazca. Por otro lado, en el folclore belga encontramos la figura de Sinterklaas, a quien se le supone ser el padre de Santa Claus. Y tal cual le conocemos hoy día, como un hombre bonachón de larga barba blanca y traje rojo y blanco, se le atribuye popularmente a la marca Coca-Cola. Fue en 1920 cuando Papá Noel apareció por primera vez en un anuncio de la compañía. Y finalmente, ya en 1931, se presentó una campaña en la que apareció Santa Claus tal y como es representado hoy día en todo el mundo. El dibujante encargado de aquel diseño fue Haddon Sandblom. Es cierto que a Santa Claus se le retrató antes, pero su imagen, bueno, pues variaba según quién fuera el que ilustrase al personaje. A partir, como te digo, de 1931, quedó estandarizada la imagen de Santa Claus que a día de hoy aún perdura. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to Santa Claus is Coming to Town, where we suggest last-minute gifts for those stockings hanging by the old fireplace there. Or do they pollute too much now? And so here's some plays and movies, tickets and DVDs and whatever. One of the coolest plays I've ever seen, this play called Hamilton, which is not easy to get into, but you got to see this thing. It kind of like sounds a little weird because they sometimes describe it as a hip-hop musical, but it's absolutely extraordinary. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the whole thing, the book, the music, and stars in it. And this cat is something else. Spent some time talking to him, and he's like the nicest, most humble cat you'd ever want to meet. And I mean a true genius, because this play, it's a piece of history, so it's educating you while it's entertaining you. And you only catch about a third of it because it's coming at you so fast. and that's enough to make it extraordinary. But the music also is really something else. And the other play, which is really something you got to see, is Beautiful, the Carole King musical. It's not only the music of Carole King and Jerry Goffin, but also Cynthia Weil and Barry Mann. They included their stuff in there too, which was a cool idea. The movies you don't want to miss. For action, Mad Max. For cool freakiness, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. And for heart, you got to go see Creed. My man Sly Stallone, really cool in this thing. Hopefully we'll get a supporting actor nomination. As far as DVDs, of course, you can always get The Sopranos Complete Series, Blu-ray, all 86, and the Wrecking Crew documentary. Terrific. And that's it.
Before I kissed her, but with the year we had last and the dress that she wore, I just went along for the ride and I came back for more. And I'm sorry, baby.
Even though we were bad,
it'll cover the field. We should both just be glad. And spend this Christmas together.
Rock and roll surface dwellers, this is your favorite sentient peripheran, SpongeBob SquarePants. I'd like to wish all you Little Stevens Underground Garage fans a squishy holiday season and remind you, don't be a jerk. It's Christmas.
I've got something for you. Merry Christmas.
A choo-choo train?
No, it's 5 pounds of veal.
But, Daddy, I asked Santa for a choo-choo.
Well, then go out and get a job and buy a choo-choo.
Ah, Earl, he's only 4 years old.
All day long, I listen to people give excuses why they can't work. My back hurts, my legs ache. I'm only 4!
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, suit my car to 75, ran right into, you can guess who, and they say I'm lucky. Be alive.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
Dear Lord Baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. Dear Lord Baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your Baby Jesus powers to heal him and his horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it. Mm. Dear tiny infant Jesus,
we... Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace.
Hey, everybody! It's Christmas time! Let's all party!
Prison in Arkansas, watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV with your mom. She said, hey, Mo, oh, Joe, where's the mistletoe? Then I took off my shoes, she started sucking on my toes.
Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah, I gotta go to shopping mall. Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom, man.
Yeah, Otis the drunk was talking to me. He said, Mojo, say, look at there, under the tree. Well, under the me, my girl, your mama, and I, doing it by the fireplace. Ay, 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 ay.
Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah, I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christmas, Christmas, oh, yeah,
I gotta go buy some presents. Let's go right now, boys. Let's go!
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
started that set with The Hives and Cyndi Lauper together again. Live from Fagerstar. A Christmas Duel, it's called. Quite a lot of fun. I don't know how you get it. Try the Hives Broadcasting Service.com. Yeah, I like Pele as a crooner. Kind of works. Joy to the World, the Buddies. B-U-T-T-I-E-S. The Booties. The Booties. I don't know. Christmas in Jail was the Youngsters from 1956. That's available also from Rhino on Bummed Out Christmas. And closing out a rather wacky Christmas set, the wackiest of them all, Mojo Nixon and Christmas Christmas from Rhino's Punk Rock Christmas collection. Where would Rhino be without us? Huh? It's just another animal in a zoo. Richard Berry gets credit for that. Not sure he'd want it. But obviously, Mojo is bastardizing the right word. Louie Louie. Oh, we're going to get you in the Christmas mood, baby. No matter how hard you try and fight it, it's going to be a cool Yule. How about a little Nancy Sinatra going to the break?
I got good music on the radio. Feeling mighty fine. Got little Stevie on the radio. Well, I want you to kiss me, baby, 'cause I'm standing under the mistletoe.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Te habrás dado cuenta que el repertorio de esta noche es muy navideño, y ya que estamos en esta línea, toca detenerse en un clásico del Underground Garage como es la canción más chula de la semana. La banda protagonista de esta semana son The Love Me Notes, originarios de Arizona y que comenzaron su andadura musical allá por 2006. Es considerada como una banda de rock de garaje con grandes influencias de los años 60. Precisamente de esta época es la canción que versionan The Love Me Notes, titulada Santa Bring Me My Baby Back, interpretada por primera vez por Elvis en 1957. Hoy la reinterpretan The Love Me Notes en la canción más chula de la semana en el Underground Garage de Lil Steven. Dale, maestro.
The first of our two Christmas coolest songs in the world comes from Phoenix, Arizona. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, The Love Me Nots.
With elves and presents overhead. How try to close my eyes and sleep. When all is still, I gotta pee. Santa is coming. So crystal clear. I thought, now is he here? He seems so big, so round, so tall. Off on a roof now, will he fall? With doors all locked, it'd be my luck. He can't get in or he'll get stuck. Santa is coming. Santa's coming, ho, ho, ho. Santa's coming, ho, ho, ho. Is he real or is he fake? It's not a chance that I'm gonna take. Kids say no down at my school, but I believe he's real and I'm no fool. Soon I know I'll prove I'm right. The toys everywhere in sight. Santa is coming. Ho, ho, ho. Santa is coming.
Some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, and I'm gonna bring some candy and flowers and everything. If berries are pleasing when they're out of season, shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, I love you, and I'd walk a mile to bring you the berries and watch you smile. Oh, just to share a love like yours, what miracles I could do. I'd make a rainbow chase the storm. When the weather gets cold, I'll make it warm. If you want a cottage, I'll furnish the cottage. Shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, I love you, I'd give you my all. I'm like a genie and you're beck and call. If you do the dreaming, I'll do the scheming. Shake hands with Santa Claus. Just to win a love like yours, I'd follow you to Capri. I'd kiss you on the streets of Rome, then we'd eat scungile and fly back home. If you want bananas, some great big bananas, shake hands with Santa Claus. Oh, I love you, and I'm gonna bring bananas, pianos, and everything. If you do the dreaming, I'll do the scheming. Shake hands, shake hands, shake hands with Santa Claus.
Well, when can we open these?
You can open one on Christmas Eve. That's what we always did in my family. You have to wait until Christmas morning to open this. Isn't that what you did?
Well, if it were going to spoil, we opened it the night before. Well, you want to open this one?
Oh, knives. Oh, God. Oh, lots of knives.
You can cut a tin can as easily as a tomato. I've never liked a girl enough to give her 12 sharp knives.
Somebody, treat me right. supposed to be Elton John's.
Yeah, well, I was there for a minute or two, and then I had an epiphany.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on, just come up. So, what was this epiphany?
It was about Christmas.
You realised it was all around?
No, I realised that Christmas is the time to be with the people you love.
Right.
And I realised that as dire chance and fateful cock-up would have it, here I am, mid-50s, and without knowing it, I've gone and spent most of my adult life with a chubby employee. And much as it grieves me to say it, it might be that the people I love is, in fact, you.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
10 minutes at Elton John's, you're as gay as a maple.
Out of cash, what to do? Holidays were coming, I was feeling blue. No presents for my family and friends. No fruitcakes or gift baskets to send. As I sat looking in my room, my eyes spied a sweater from Aunt Sue. The idea hit me like a boot to the head. Gonna give that sweater to my
set with our coolest song in the world this week. The first of our two Christmas coolest songs, Santa Bring My Baby Back by Love Me Not, covering Elvis Presley, straight from Elvis's Christmas album, 1957, written by Aaron Schroeder and Claude Demetrius, produced by Michael Johnny Walker, who plays guitar, and arranged by Nicole Loren and Michael Johnny Walker. Nicole is the singer, and they are joined by Christina Nunez on bass and Jaylene on drums. Get it from the lovemenots.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, Santa Bring My Baby Back. Santa's coming, ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm. The Woggles are back. Hide your children. Oh, or it's just a single. Super Rock Santa by the Amazing Flesh Tones, written by lead singer Peter Zaremba and produced by Ivan Julian, with their really cool Christmas compilation called Stocking Stuffer. Get that from YepRock.com. And speaking of gods, Louis Prima would shake hands with Santa Claus, former Freak of the Week. Originally released in 1951. Yeah, he was wacky way back then. The coolest, Louis Prima. Oh, keeping that wacky thing going. Cheap Trick and Come On Christmas. Written by the Louis Prima of Rockford, Rick Nielsen. Or maybe he's the Keeley Smith. And the Alice Project out of Princeton, New Jersey, with Re-Gifting for the Holidays. We're going to go to the break with a Christmas song you probably have not heard.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, not like the ones I used to know. You believe in the bells are ringing and children singing. To hear the sleigh bells in the snow.
Estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Lil Steven aquí en Rock FM. El guitarrista de Springsteen se ha impregnado del espíritu navideño y, como no podía ser de otra manera, la música de esta noche es muy apropiada para estas fechas. Estamos llegando casi al final del show, pero quería detenerme un momento en las canciones que nos esperan en este ratito de radio. Me ha llamado especialmente la atención la canción Father Christmas, interpretada por The Kinks. Ese nombre es el que se le atribuye a Papá Noel, en Inglaterra. Fue en el siglo XVI cuando, precisamente por aquellas tierras, el rey Enrique VIII atribuyó a nuestro protagonista el representar el espíritu de la bondad y la alegría, así como también la buena comida, como no, y el vino. Fue en esta época cuando se pasó la fecha de la festividad de San Nicolás del 6 de diciembre al día 25, coincidiendo con la Navidad. Father Christmas no será la única canción con espíritu navideño, hay más, pero casi mejor que te lo cuente Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
Yeah, baby. Stevie here. The first of our two Christmas shows. Santa Claus is coming to town, and we're recommending some last-minute gifts. This will be the music segment. I don't even have to tell you to get the new River Box or introducing Darlene Love. But there are a few other cool things as well. Frank Sinatra, A Voice on Air, is a collection of Sinatra's radio stuff. Lots of cool stuff there. Bob Dylan, The Cutting Edge, 65, 66. Those were the years, baby. Don't miss that. The Beatles, One Plus, has all of the videos associated with their biggest records, biggest singles. A couple of ours we could recommend. The Woggles, Sold Out. Barrett Whitfield, Under the Savage Sky. Kurt Baker, Play It Cool. And the voting continues for Coolest Song of the Year. Just go to undergroundgarage.com. Vote early and often. And you can win a trip to Mexico. And if Donald Trump gets in, 11 million are going to join you. He didn't really mean that. I kid the Donald. Yeah, but seriously, the Hard Rock, you know, every year provides this very cool trip to Cancun. Well, different places, but this year it's Cancun. So get in on that.
All is calm, all is the dawn of redeeming grace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland.
How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out.
Duh!
I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases.
Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
Thank you.
holiday traditions, like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up, "Honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?"
"I like it. We're gonna decorate it for Jesus."
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, "Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy." Don't give my brother a Steve Austin outfit. Don't give my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
Christmas cards, huh? A little late, aren't you?
Well, I was going to send them out Monday, but we had that steak out.
You ought to get married, Joe.
Yeah?
It's the only system. Faye does all that stuff for me. Laundry, mails, cards. Only system.
Might help.
Faye, oh, you know that I've been counting every moment, every day. And I know the snow is coming soon. Yeah. Oh, wait. Won't be long till I'll hold on to you. And we'll watch the children play. as we're singing along to the Christmas songs. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
I'll be coming home.
Merry Christmas.
Wouldn't miss it, honey.
You'll
never spend this day alone. And Merry Christmas to all of the world. Don't stop trimming the tree without me, girl. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas.
I'll be coming home.
Merry Christmas.
You wouldn't miss it, honey.
You'll
never spend this day alone. And Merry Christmas to all of the world.
Started that set with a very cool Silent Night by the Fab Four. Almost everything in the set was from Christmas A Go-Go, including Irving Berlin's White Christmas, redone in a very cool East Meets West reinterpretation by Tina Sugan, The Kinks' Father Christmas, and Jean Beauvoir's Merry Christmas to All of the World. And that's it, baby. Santa Claus is coming to town. Come on back next week and meet the man himself.
To face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you could reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. but go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Bebuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, pues hasta aquí el Underground Garage de esta noche. Espero que hayas, bueno, disfrutado de un buen rato de radio descubriendo algunos de los orígenes de Santa Claus, en el que es el primero de dos especiales navideños que tiene pensado y planteado el guitarrista de Springsteen para estas próximas fechas. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo a que nos encontremos pues el domingo que viene, a eso de las 10 de la noche, en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Hasta entonces, por supuesto que te deseo una semana fantástica. Un abrazo. Buenas noches, Little. Hasta luego.